but he seemed pretty young. Well, pick me up with good in hand. Umbe sayer, umbe tell you to run. But he seemed pretty young. Send me on my way. Send me on my way. Send me on my way. Send me on my way.
Michael Gablicki, welcome to WUWM at Night. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So we're very excited to have Rusted Root coming back to Summerfest. And it's been, what, about 5 years since you played here last?
I think so, maybe 4 or 5, yeah.
And being a resident of Milwaukee, it's easy for us to say that Summerfest has a very special energy, but what's your experience been like here?
We love it. I mean, Milwaukee and coming there and you know, we've had so many great shows there at the Rave and at the, what was the other one that started with a T theater? I forget the name of that kind of rundown theater.
Oh, maybe you're thinking of Turner Hall Ballroom?
Yes. Love that place.
Yeah, it's a very unique venue.
And then Summerfest has just always been a great time for us and kind of like a second home for us.
So, Rusted Root is also coming out with a new album, and you're doing some pretty interesting things.
Well, we're doing an Indiegogo campaign. It's a fan funding campaign for our next record. We did it on our last record, and it turned out really good because when we got started out as a band, it was us renting out warehouses and inviting people to bring food, and we'd all sit down and eat dinner before the show and then go up on stage and play music. And that's where we got started, and that's kind of the vibe that we thrive off of. So when this fan funding idea came along, you know, at first, like, I wasn't quite sure how it was going to fit, but then I started having people come to the studio, kind of just break up the monotony of being in the studio, and they would do hand claps or sing on the album, you know, do some shouts in the background, and it was just a lot of fun to interact with the audience, and it turned out to be this great creative tool for us. On this Indiegogo campaign, we're offering some different packages, like we could come to their people's backyard and play a show and pour a barbecue or something like that, and there's one package where I can take somebody's portrait. There's a sort of create your own package where if we're on tour in your area, we can pull the tour bus up and go on a hike and play acoustic songs at the top of a mountain somewhere, or, you know, anything that people can create and we can be a part of. It's just an extension of us playing live and being connected to the fans.
Wow. Have you already gotten requests back for those?
A few so far. Still just getting started on it. There's been a great response. We're really looking forward to it.
Do you have any requests so far for weddings or anything like that?
Yeah, we do have one wedding and already kind of like figuring out what song we can play for the first dance, you know, and bring a couple up on stage to have their first dance. It'll be a lot of fun.
That sounds like a great gift idea. Make it a surprise and then someone having a party and then Rusted Root shows up. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Was that the Choose Your Own Adventure package? Yeah, I like that. Growing up reading those books, I really appreciate that title. It's really cool, interactive new ideas that you guys are coming up with, and it sounds like it's going to be a smash hit.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun for us, so we're really excited to do it and to offer that.
I understand that you're testing out about 30 songs while you're on the road, so you can narrow it down to about 10 or 12 for the recording session?
Yeah, well, in the sound checks, we're working on, you know, I have about 30 songs that I'm bringing up to the band, and we're working them out in sound check. And just kind of picking the ones that we want to do. And then each night we play a few and see how it goes.
How do you choose then what makes the cut? Is it a pretty organic process? Like the best ones just kind of rise to the top?
Well, I think a lot of it starts with, just me as a songwriter feeling it out with the band, kind of deciding where what I would like to express. There's a portion of songs that are kind of more personal in nature. So there's a group, maybe a third of them that are very personal that I'm kind of like in charge of picking through and kind of choosing what I would like to put out there. And then there's maybe a third that the sort of wait and see how the band reacts to them and what surprises are in store for the music and how excited the band gets about them. And then there's another third that just sort of spontaneously goes somewhere that we're all surprised with or not, you know. And right now we're at a good point where they all are very exciting and the band's really excited about them. So it's kind of a good place to be where you just kind of choose the best at that point.
And do different band members have their own personal favorites that maybe they just can't let go of, or are the decisions usually pretty unanimous?
I would say the decision's pretty unanimous, and then there'll be some of them, you know, deal with somebody because they like them too much.
And this new album is going to be celebrating 25 years together, is that right?
Yeah, there's that whole thing. And what I'm kind of putting the intention out for myself as a songwriter and to the band too is that this is not necessarily going to represent the last 25 years, but it's going to be the start of the next 25 years. So it's kind of a mind shift for everybody. I think everybody's taking it on pretty strongly and kind of understanding that we're going to move into a lot of different areas with this record.
Looking forward to the next 25 years, what do you see as being the key to keeping it fresh?
I think we kind of built a strong foundation with our audience. I think that's key, and everything is based off our live show, which is continually evolving and changing. So that keeps it really fresh. And I think the catalog of songs are the type of songs that aren't necessarily a timepiece, and they continue to evolve and have new meaning in our lives. And as musicians, they have new musical meanings and new spiritual meanings to us. So there's not a song that necessarily was a moment in time, you know, like a day where after that I well, I expressed that and that day's over. So let's just move on from that song. There's not a lot of those. So the live show and the songs themselves are kind of grown into their own organisms and their own life, and they continue to grow and evolve on their own. And kind of like having kids and watching them grow up, where now they're kind of telling us where they want to go.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Like even like Send Me On My Way, we kind of like grew up pretty quickly. And even in the world, they come back to us and say, okay, someone says, well, we want to use it in this movie, and it wants to be in that movie. And we're like, okay, yeah, sure. And as long as we're for it, it changes the meaning of the song and continues to touch more people and continues to change and evolve each night for us. So the crowd brings a different energy now to that music, and then we react to that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's almost like when you create something and then it takes on a life of its own and then it comes back to you, maybe it doesn't even feel like it's something new to you, too, then at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Apart from being at the head of the band Rusted Root, you also have a very strong solo career, and you're working on that while you're working with Rusted Root. I believe that you're simultaneously touring and working on your own album?
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting because, I mean, I kind of feel like, you know, Rusted Root was my first band, and I felt the need at different points to kind of go out and create a new identity. But then I went, well, I don't really have to do that. I can just use that into Rusted Root. So I don't have as strong of a feeling as that anymore. And a lot of the solo material is now ending up really strong Rusted Root material. And it isn't what I thought it was going to be in the sense that it's kind of becoming Rusted Root. And then I'm going to move on with this record with the band and kind of fulfill the new Rusted Root record and make it as strong of a record as it possibly be. And then I'm going to kind of see what kind of resonates back to me and feels very strongly as a solo piece as opposed to a band piece.
And I saw online on your website that you'd posted a video of a new song, Please Pick Up. And I found it really interesting you're describing the lyrics on that song, because you're talking about the toll that touring can take on you. The lyric that people are creeping in, my energy is slipping, I want to flow through the cracks. It can be great to be on the stage for a day or for that 2 hours, but then you can feel like you're being bled or kicked in the gut by being on tour for so long. And I wonder, especially approaching this for the band as well as your own solo work, how you balance all of these different things and keep yourself not feeling like you're giving too much.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a mindset, and I think it's been a struggle, but maybe it was the writing of that song that kind of worked it out for me, where, you know, my relationship at home became a lot stronger and more accepting of who I am and what I'm here to do on this earth. And it seems like that song actually healed a large part of that conflict in my life. And so that was a nice surprise to have that happen. And in that way, it's a really true expression.
Do you ever feel like you could just sit comfortably in your studio in Pittsburgh and just rely solely on sending things out via the web, YouTube, Facebook, that kind of thing, and getting your feedback that way? Or do you feel like you as an artist and Rusted Root as a band always needs that constant live performance to get that immediate visceral response from an audience?
Yeah, I think I've kind of accepted that the live show is sort of the nervous system of it all, and it needs to happen, and it's just a part of my life that will never go away. Until the day I can't physically go out and do it, I'm here to stay.
After all these years, you're still based in Pittsburgh. And what is it about Pittsburgh that makes it really home for you?
Well, my family's there and all my friends. It's just in the place that I grew up. And as a hometown, it's really great. It's kind of like a large city, but it feels like a small town. And that feeling of home is very important to me.
Mm. For fans who are coming to your show tomorrow night, do you have anything special that you'd like to say to your fans right now?
It's so important that they're there, and we're so thankful for it. It's largely up to them and their energy that they come with that inspires us on the stage. And we've just become so comfortable with kind of soaking in the audience, knowing what to do off of that each night that we come. It's completely different for us to where, you know, there's so many surprises on stage that surprise me and surprise the audience, and just this really beautiful thing that happens. You know, we're just always looking forward to it.
Well, we certainly look forward to you coming here and playing. We're so glad that you're back in Milwaukee. Well, Michael,
yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time on the road to speak with us today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.